Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you could no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position as steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their home.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonored steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, that when it fails, you'll be welcome into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. The person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? You are not trustworthy with what belongs to another. Who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. You either hate one and love the other, or to be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This past Thursday, there was a big announcement in the city of Los Angeles that after 18 wonderful years, a Dodger legend, Clayton Kershaw, was going to retire at the end of the season. Now, if you live in LA, please tell me you know who Clayton Kershaw is, correct? Good, I can keep going then. So being the devout Dodger fan that I am, when I found this out, of course, I wanted to watch his press conference live, and I did. And as I was watching his announcement of retirement, you could see how much Clayton Kershaw really loved people. You could tell that he deeply loves his teammates. He has a great love for his family. But the most important thing that stood out to me is that he's a deep man of faith. And you could tell that he was deeply humbled by the opportunity to spend the last 18 years here in Los Angeles. And at the end of the press conference, the reporter said his last home start will be on Friday, September 19th. And then it clicked. I had tickets for Friday, September 19th, because some very nice Holy Family people invited me. And I initially picked that date because it was Joe Davis bobblehead night, and I wanted to go and show my support. But now, you know, it was like, wow, I'm going to be there for Kershaw's last home start. So I knew there was going to be a lot of Holy Family people there. And because a lot of them were going to go to support the bobblehead night, and it was really hot, but I said, I'm going to go to the game dressed as a priest, all right? And I'm glad I did, because a lot of the school kids that were there with their family members, you know, they came up to me, and it was a really, really fun night. But as soon as Clayton Kershaw came out into the stadium Friday, people stood up, and they just started clapping and cheering for him. And you could tell the love that the Dodger fans deeply have for him through the years. And when he struck out the last batter, it was like the end of a movie script, right? And, you know, people were crying. Of course, I wasn't, you know. There were people who were getting very emotional over this. But, you know, the sense of gratitude that the people of L.A. had for their beloved pitcher all these years, and the gratitude was given back from him. And my favorite Clayton Kershaw quote of all time is this: whatever God has given us, we are just a vessel for it. We don't own anything that we have. It's all a gift from God. That is true, is it not? So our life, my friends, is a gift from God. And all of our talents, all of our gifts, they're not just for ourselves. They're for the whole world. And every single day is a gift. And when we wake up in the morning, God is inviting us to use our life, to use our gifts, to make the world a better place. And the gospel makes it very clear today that the key to following Jesus is through generosity, by living a life in love and service with one another. And if we choose to be generous on a daily basis, we're listening to what our Lord is asking us to do. So, my dear friends, has God blessed you in your life? Yes or no?
Yes.
About 80% of you said yes. We've all been blessed, every single one of us, in ways that we could never imagine. So Jesus is asking us today to be grateful for what we do have, because we've all been blessed abundantly. We've been blessed with the gift of community, gift of our parish. We're blessed that we had the opportunity enough because of your generosity to do much needed work to our beautiful church building. So if Jesus were to look at you today, right in your heart, and ask you, what or who are you grateful for? How would you answer that question? Let's pray on that right now. Where has God blessed you in your life? And what or who are you grateful for? That is the first step to living a generous life, is to show gratitude to God every day. And oftentimes in our prayer life, we tell God what we need, and we kind of bring our aches and pains to him. And of course, we should do that. He wants to hear all that. But we also just need to pause once in a while to thank God for how he has blessed us. And then once we do that, we could truly live out this gospel to be more generous with each other. One of the key themes of this gospel this morning was, don't be wasteful of what God has given you. I read a statistic yesterday that the average person in the United States now spends between 4 and 5 hours a day on their cell phones. And it's even higher for teenagers. I think it was like 6 to 8 hours. But could you imagine what we could do with that time? We're all guilty of just looking at our phones, right? Sometimes when we look at our phones, it makes us a worse person because we get all riled up about politics and world events. If you're praying the rosary for 4 to 5 hours, keep going though, okay? But I doubt that's happening. The gift of time is so precious. The gift of our life, spending quality time with our loved ones, gathering together as God's people. So let us not waste a day of our life, but see every single day as a gift and to try to live that out. And it's very clear this morning that our Lord is telling us to be generous. There's so many different ways that we can be generous. Of course, there's monetary generosity by helping, you know, an organization, your parish, whoever it is. But sharing the gift of who you are is the greatest gift of all that you could give each other. So let me remind you very clearly that your life is a gift from God. And your life is a gift to all of us. So don't hold back. Don't be stingy or a cheapskate, okay? Don't be that one person when you go out to dinner and the bill comes and they act like they don't see it. And you're laughing. We've all been there, right? All of a sudden they forget all the drinks they ordered, the appetizer and all that. You ought to be known for your generosity. Kids, help around the house. Don't wait for your parents to ask you. Just do it. There's so many ways that we could be generous and serve. And as I look out at all of you today, I know that every single one of you is a gift because God made you in his image and likeness. And we're all different for a reason. We all have different talents and gifts. And those gifts are meant to make this place even holier. So my prayer for you every day as your pastor is, Lord Jesus, may they know how much you love them, and may they get to heaven one day. That's my first prayer for you every morning here at Holy Family, because I believe in you, I love you, and I see the good in you. But we could all do better in being generous, could we not? Because God has blessed us abundantly, and let's not be stingy, but let's be generous, because God is so generous with us. Amen? Amen. So where in your life is God asking to be more generous today? Where have you been a little afraid, maybe, to give? Where are you holding back? And let's think of one area right now that God is asking to be more generous with your life.